Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Michael Wilbon joins us now. Wilbon was with us last night in the famous pop-up show.
By the way, before we get to Mike, I just want to ask you guys, I can't finish this huge bowl of chili I have in front of me.
That's what I want to ask.
Yeah, somebody want
Wilbon
finish
went ballistic.
Oh, went nuts.
Went ballistic that Chad...
Thought you owned the place.
I'm a part owner, and we didn't have... You were so angry about the chili.
I'm still angry. Brother can't get a bowl of chili.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on... now.
All right, plausibly live from an as-yet-undisclosed third-floor location in Chevy Chase, Maryland. We're on the air. We're on the air, okay? We're taping this thing in the eights, and we're on the air despite the crippling snowstorm.
They said we wouldn't do it.
Yeah, with
should we tell people that we actually taped this on Sunday?
No, we didn't tape it. Chris Saliza is with us. Michael Kornheiser is here. Gary Braun is here. Nigel is running the board. We don't have news today. John O'Donnell is here of the famed Johnny O. clothing line. We're going to talk to him a little bit later in the show. He's in from California, and you would say, well, what a terrible time to come in with all this really bad weather. But he grew up in Chicago, so he's used to much worse. We should start. I'll start with the snow after this. I got a text from Gary Williams last night to tell people that Gary will be at Chad's on Thursday night. The 6:40 game is Maryland against Xavier, I believe.
Oh, how about that?
And Gary will be there. And Gary said, and I would like to talk to the fans. This is an unbelievable position for Gary to take. Is, I mean, so get there early.
Wait, he actually said that?
Yeah, he wrote
that doesn't
me a text.
Seem like him.
So he's so great. He's not like doing an event or something. He's going to be there and wanted people.
And he wants to interact with people.
Oh, my God. That
this
is such a bad idea, coach.
Right. Yeah. So then at some point, then Gary, we're going to have to move him into assistant living if he really thinks that that's a good
every
idea.
Every conversation will be like, remember that play in 1989 where you subbed the guy in a, I'm sorry. I'm very nervous. I'm so sorry.
From Kevin Costner. Who is a photographer and photojournalist. Nice of the weather gods to combine D.C. winter's last chance for real snow with Chuck Bell's last stand. Rumor has it, the Weather Channel originally named this storm Parveen. When we came in today, we got Michael and I got here very, very early, even before 7 o'clock, and Sheena Parveen was on TV. And Michael, you described her.
It looks like she's wearing her Oscars dress for this morning's broadcast. And I started watching at about 4:45 this morning.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, so the snow has underperformed, I'm happy to say.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say. I mean, where I live, I got out this morning. I wanted to get here early. I scraped my car. I got on my street. I got out to Connecticut Avenue. I went slowly. I went 25 miles an hour. But there was no traffic at all, and I had no particular problem. The worst thing that happened to me, two things that happened to me that were bad was the dog. The dog had never been in snow before. So the dog went insane. So I'm holding the dog on a leash and the dog is trying to run. I don't know to what.
She's trying to find some traction, probably.
And the dog doesn't do anything. She's been in the house all night. Nothing comes out of the dog's body. So I bring the dog back and I just let the dog go in the yard and she begins running crazily around the yard. But before that, I got locked into my own yard because the latch on the fence froze.
Right.
And I could not open the fence. I was like literally 30 seconds away from calling 911.
Help me.
I couldn't get out of my own house.
That's a starting eating cat food type situation.
You're in Virginia. What was it like for you?
OnStar. Not bad. I mean, my neighborhood, I took our car that has four-wheel drive,
right.
And it really wasn't bad. I mean, I went
stranded
slow.
Your wife.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
I needed to get Starbucks. I went
well,
slow.
Well, tell your Starbucks story.
Yes. Okay.
What's
this
with that?
This is enraging.
Tell your Starbucks
I go
story.
On my, like a good city liver, I go on my Starbucks app to right. order Starbucks. I figure, well, if I'm up doing
that. While driving on the beltway in the snow, presumably. Yeah. But go ahead.
100% accurate.
Texting.
100% accurate. I was also watching a video on YouTube. No. I order it. No problem. I get my normal thing. I go to pick it up. I park. It's closed. How can you be allowed to order if it's closed? So now I just wasted, let's not talk about how much I spend, but I wasted a good $15 on...
Oh, wait, so there's no make good on that?
No.
Well,
it's
that
gone.
Doesn't seem fair.
Seems wrong. I would call the gas people.
I think if you go in there later today, you could say, listen, I made this order.
Yeah, that seems
make me whole.
I don't like confrontation.
That seems unfair. That seems
unfair. I'm not
going
to do that. I will just pay. I would just pay again.
That's a mistake.
I'm going to be a pauper because of the...
So, Nigel, you have a car that weighs 11 pounds.
Yes, I
have a sports car.
Toy car.
And this is just...
By the way,
what are you doing?
There's nothing better than driving in this sort of weather in that car because everyone else is in an SUV or a plow truck. And
Michael, I didn't hear from you till 7:30, and I actually said literally, I think he might be dead. Because you're always here early, weren't here.
It took me a while. I drove about 15 miles an hour.
I considered the fact that you were dead, and then I asked Michael the right question. Do you know how to work the equipment?
So true.
Because we got to put on
you know how to turn the board on.
Got to put on a show.
Right.
Then you walked in.
Next question.
You walked in. You looked like you had come from the Peloponnesian Wars. I mean, you looked so upset and so
angry.
He
always looks like
just
that.
That's just me on Tuesday.
Sporting the old tab collar. Had Johnny O very upset.
Yeah, I know. Happy. Nobody happy with the shirt today.
No.
Well,
no.
He's not happy.
Now you're up in the hinterlands.
I am in upper Montgomery County.
Yeah. We didn't think you were going to make it.
Mid to upper Montgomery
County.
We
thought you were going to get 10 to 12
inches of snow. I was in the last report I saw, I followed the Capital Weather Gang from Chris's former employer.
Yeah.
I
still work there for 2 years.
I was sort of in the middle of that 6 to 10 inch band. These bands, for people who know sort of like how snow bands work but don't live here, I've never seen anything like that. I live 18 miles from the undisclosed location.
Right. It's not far. Less
than that in a straight line, probably.
Yeah.
So I'm in a 6 to 10. The undisclosed location was in a 1 to 3 inch band. So, I mean,
tell you this. When I was watching last night, before I went to sleep last night, and I got the latest snow forecast, they had the light blue all the way up to within what appeared to be 2 or 3 miles inside the district line.
And the light blue being?
1 to 3.
Okay.
And they were saying Bethesda could get 6 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
And it was literally
4 miles away.
I was 2 blocks. I'm in 1 to 3. I'm 2 blocks from where they said could get 6 to 8. And I'm thinking, you can't be this sure that you can't. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, in that 18 miles, the road conditions. I mean, when I got here, the roads were wet. It's like it was raining.
Yeah. Right.
When I had a heck of a time just getting out of my neighborhood, which I have a little bit of a grade. I have two sort of, one maybe quarter of a mile long hill, not steep, but a gradual grade, and then another one. And I couldn't, now I have, it's a front wheel drive, but I just have like a sedan, I drive a Camry.
I mean, the Lamborghini probably wasn't the right
choice. So I got three times, first time I got halfway up, second time I got 3/4, third time I got a little more than that, and
push
I was just backing all
the
way
hill,
down.
Baby.
Exactly.
Push the rock up the hill.
And I was thinking, and I said this to you guys yesterday, if I can get out of my neighborhood, I'll be fine. But when I got out of the neighborhood, where I live, to answer your question, we probably had 5 inches of snow, not that much accumulated on the road, maybe 3 inches on the road. But a nice layer of ice on top. You could walk across the snow. No one called the ice. I didn't hear that.
No, I had ice at my house. I have ice.
Yeah.
Much,
I mean, when you say your
snow.
Lock was frozen, it was probably coated.
It's totally coated
in ice.
The
and
hardest thing I had to do
sleeting.
Was open the trunk of my car because it was
just encased,
filled with ice,
just encased in ice.
All right, so
those roads they went from icy to snowy to slushy to wet. In the course of this, 1 hour drive.
I am always glad when snowstorms underperform when they're going to land on me.
Yes.
And I'm always happy when they overperform in New York and Boston because I'm not in New York.
Though
and Boston.
This is under, they've now canceled the blizzard warnings in New York. 4 to 8 is the call in New York.
Now,
really?
They missed
to
again.
To clarify, Kip Sheeman sent us a text.
15 to 20.
15 to 20. So
that was 3 days ago.
15
to 20.
So we didn't quite get that, did
no,
we?
No, we didn't get that. So John O'Donnell is here, and we will talk in a little while about John's Clothing, the Johnny O brand that we love very much. But you're in L.A. There is no snow ever in L.A. But you grew up in Chicago. So what is this? Do you reminisce when you come into a city
with
snow?
I got to tell you, this is a joke listening to the whole weather thing. I got to my hotel yesterday, went down the street to a restaurant, and they said, no, we shut down the kitchen at 8 o'clock because of the weather. There wasn't snowflake on the sidewalk.
Not an 8.
No.
Not
and
an 8.
All they're talking about here is the weather. What'd you get? 3-4 inches here?
Yeah, maybe
that. Not, I mean, LA's the worst. So, Storm Watch 2017, the wind might hit 5 miles an hour, and we could get an 1/8 of an inch.
Yeah.
So, hunker down, get a generator, and bottled water.
But you get spoiled there, and that's why nobody ever comes back. Nobody who has ever moved from the East to Los Angeles has ever come back.
It's Groundhog Day with the weather.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, I know it gets bad. I know there's mudslides. I know there's all of that stuff, but it's not that often. It's just not that often.
Do you miss the seasons as a Chicago guy?
I miss a few days of them.
Yeah.
Fall, of course, fall's great.
Well, you can drive to the mountains if you want.
You know what? I can go home. Yeah. I don't miss it that much. Enough. Go home for the holidays, see some snow, go back to LA.
So you go into snow. Now you know you're going to travel into cold weather. Do you bring enough? In other words, can you bring enough clothing when you spend 365 days a year in nice temperatures? Do you have enough clothing?
It's a good question. I've got my old mock turtlenecks and tab collar shirts from the 80s that, you know.
It's the tab collar. He wasn't even here.
From the 80s.
Do you have enough? Do you buy?
I usually pinch some of my brother's old stuff, or we've got stuff in the cedar closet. You know, I don't pack up a bunch of turtlenecks and stuff. So
because it does, I mean, if it's cold, it's cold at that point. It's cold.
I go whatever city I go to. I just buy clothes that fit that city, and
leave them
in
Starbucks.
Not my problem.
It is amazing. Your Starbucks story, the fact that you're going
to... It's ridiculous.
No, you can't...
That you'll walk away.
You'll walk away from that. I called the gas company on $1.45 because I thought it was unfair.
No.
And you're going to just leave that in a pile?
I don't want to have to explain the situation. If I could go in there and they'd be like, oh, here you go, Mr. Slizzy, here's your cup, that'd be fine. But I don't want to go in there and be like, I ordered it earlier and here's the order. And
what is the regular? Do you mind sharing?
Yeah,
I mean,
what does
we see it every day. What do you order?
Venti Cinco, 25
English,
cents?
English breakfast tea. I don't like to drink too much coffee.
Right.
So I just drink like three or four of those
so
a day.
So how much, what is your order for? How much money do
you... It's like $6-7 if I get a pastry or something.
And you're just going to leave it? When it's their fault, it's not your fault?
Well, but I mean, I got to go in there and explain the whole thing.
Well, you go in there every day, though.
What would you do,
next time, just say, you know,
you're a businessman,
you know what,
John.
He's a whale, though. He can leave money on the table.
No, it's not. My wife gets enraged at me. I'm terrible at confrontation. I could go in there and they'd be like...
That's not really confrontation, though. I mean, so is it?
Customers are always
knuckle down with the Starbucks?
You go in tomorrow morning and you say, funny thing happened yesterday.
You have proof of this, right? Yeah. You can present.
I made
proof
the order. I got here. You guys were closed.
My order wasn't filled because you people were closed. Why is that?
We're similar in many ways, and in this way, we're different.
But if they say no, just threaten to burn the place to the ground.
Thank you, jerks. My wife will definitely hear about it. Tons of people listen who talk to her, because when I mention her, they always tell her, and she's like, what'd you say about me? And now she'll be like, I can't believe that you did that. So now I'm going to have to go back
there. Like, she's going to find out you're a coward because someone listened to this show?
Wait. Send one of your little children in with a hat to please put the money in the hat. Please, sir. Kind sir, like Les Mis. Send them in like
please,
Les
sir,
Mis.
Get on some more. Everything is ruined. Everything is bad.
Now, just to clarify, if you ordered like a chicken palm, right, and then they showed up at your table with a fish filet.
I'd eat the fish filet.
You'd be like, I just don't
really?
Want to
really?
My mother was hugely confrontational and once got banned.
Is she German?
No, she's from Long Island.
My mom's German. And
this is so great. This is going into dark research.
We were at a 3D bed and bath when I was a kid. They sell like linens, and there was like a big bedspread mark. It was a big bedspread mark, like $9.90. It was clearly mismarked. It was $99.99, but it was marked $9.99, and my mom was adamant that she pay.
I'm with your mom. That's
$9
what the sign said.
Did she get
and
it?
She made a huge stink, and the man said, ma'am, I'll give it to you for $9.99 if you never return to this store. That's 100% true. So I'm scarred from stuff like that.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
I'm scarred.
So then you...
Because I was only child, so there's no one else. You can't talk to your brother or whatever.
So you understand my feelings that I want... If there are people I don't like in my own restaurant, I want to throw a 50 on the table and say, take it and get out and never, ever come back in this restaurant again.
Of course, yes. That's why you buy a restaurant. We've talked about this.
To throw people out.
To wear your tuxedo with the tie undone and to throw people out. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Sorry to...
What a great beginning
to my memories.
This is so wonderful. We will come back. We're gonna pick brackets and stuff like that. Chuck Todd will join us and pick NCAA brackets when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Here's the SeatGeek ad. Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be way too complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. I assume that's on your phone. Your phone probably works. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you identify immediately the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. And best of all, listeners to this classy podcast get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, SeatGeek. Go to the settings tab and click on add a promo code. When the promo code comes up, enter the code Tony, T-O-N-Y. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code Tony today.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is Charles Schwab out of Georgia. His band is called QLM. This particular song is My Knight in Shining Armor. Now, what we don't know...
It's actually Shimmering Armor.
Oh, Shimmering Armor?
Yes.
Okay, well, is it Knight K-N-I?
It is.
So it's that.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. We like this
I
so
like
far.
The beginning.
We like this so far. We like the drum beat at the beginning. Chuck Todd joins us now. This is... I mean, Chuck Todd is an important person in the United States of America, and yet he is going to pick brackets for us. We're not going to ask him any dopey questions about Sean Spicer or anything, or Kellyanne Conway, or any of that. We're not even going to mention the fact that he does Meet the Press, because everybody knows that and loves Meet the Press. No, we're picking brackets. And the only important game is actually the second game that we get to, because we're going to go to the top right, the Kansas bracket. Because it's Miami against Michigan State. It's the only game you have any rooting interest in, I assume. So give us upsets, any upsets, including 9s over 8 in the first round in the Kansas bracket, top right.
Well, as I learned, 9s over 8s are upset.
Yes, they are.
They are upset.
Yes.
Sorry, Bob Bryant.
Yeah.
my upsets, going with, I like to just hate on a conference. That's why I love you so much, Tony. Hating is much better than loving.
Much better.
And hating is much better. So I am hating on the Big Ten this year, which means I'm taking Vermont.
Can Vermont over Purdue. Cool.
Yeah. What do they have? They've won like 70 games in a row.
So they've won 20 in a row.
Since before Christmas.
Yeah, they've won a lot of games in a row. That's my conference, because Binghamton is in the America East, and I watched Vermont beat Albany. It was a pretty good game.
I'm going to go with Rhode Island. I know that's like trendy now, right?
Well,
I know. And I want to watch Michigan. I want to fall into that whole business, but I'm sticking with my hatred of the Big Ten for this. Not hatred is not the right word, but how did they get 7 teams in that crummy conference this year? They shouldn't have 7 teams.
They had an upside-down conference. They had all the teams that are usually good were had capsized, and now Northwestern is in, and I have to eat that every single day with Will Barnes.
Michigan probably not in if they lose on
Thursday. What do you mean? We have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's just terrible. It's dreadful.
It's awful. We don't need to hear that.
So, all right, Kansas-Miami.
Yeah.
Kansas-Miami. You going for the upset?
I want to, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'll say this. I think that if you're going to get Kansas, you want to get him in the second round, because at least it's not yet in Kansas City.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah,
Iowa State, Vermont?
I'm going with Iowa State.
By the way, Vermont has a local connection. The guy who's the coach there used to be the assistant at Catholic University.
Is that right?
John Becker. Yeah. He followed Lonergan up to
Vermont. Oh, he was
Vermont.
An assistant for Lonergan.
And
Lonergan.
He's the head coach there, which is awesome. My wife knows him, John Becker.
Lonergan, total flame out. At GW. Yeah.
Can I make one small Washington Post complaint?
Sure.
The story was covered really well up until Lonergan was out at GW, and now it's like you don't get any
news. Dropped.
Hey,
no.
Chuck, I don't know if you follow the news, but I don't necessarily work at the Washington Post all that much longer. So you're going to have to launch your...
But I worked there for 100 years.
Way to disavow.
All right. Rhode Island, Oregon.
Nice to go in there. I'm going to... Bobby Boucher is not playing, right?
No, the ACL, he's out.
I know. So I'm going to go with Rhode Island.
Wow.
Just because somebody, some double-digit seed will go that far.
All right, then Oklahoma State, Louisville.
And Louisville, yes, sir.
Okay, let's get us into the round of eight, Kansas and Iowa State.
I want to go with Iowa State because they do this every year, don't they? They'll win the Big 12 tournament. They'll find a way to beat Kansas during the regular season, and they flop, right? They're usually out in the first or second round.
Yes.
But one of these years, they're not going to flop. Why not this year?
Okay, Iowa State. That's a big call. That is a big call, taking Kansas out. Rhode Island, Louisville.
I am Louisville.
Okay, and getting into the Final Four, who you got?
I'm going Louisville.
See, I'm not. I don't think the Louisville team is that good this year. I don't. They're missing something. I don't know what it is.
I don't think this bracket's that good other than Kansas.
No, it's not a good bracket. I think the easiest road to the Final Four of any team is Arizona, and I think Kansas is second, so I'm glad you knocked them out. All right, let's go to UNC. Give me any and all upsets in the first round.
In here, Seton Hall, 9-8. Middle Tennessee, just because they're playing a Big Ten team. And I'm taking the play-in game over Cincinnati. Is that bold?
That's bold. K-State or Wake? We don't know. It's okay. We'll do that.
You know what? I didn't like his whining about tournament seeds. So I'm just a total. It's just him punishing. What's that coach's name?
Mick. Mick Cronin. Yeah.
Mick Cronin.
Mick.
Yeah.
Mick Cronin.
Yeah.
Who do you like in Dayton, Wichita State? You going to stay with Dayton?
It's who you owe money to. It's who you owe money to.
Mick Cronin. I got to go see Mick.
Behind the 7-Eleven.
He's on me again. Yeah. Wichita State.
So that's an upset. I mean, by the number.
Yes.
By the number.
By the numbers it is.
All right, yeah. UNC Seton Hall.
UNC.
Okay, and Middle Tennessee and Butler. Come on, go big.
I know. Go big. Why not? I'll go 12. Sure.
Go big. Chuck, by the way, Middle Tennessee.
Last year's a 15, right?
Middle Tennessee, yeah. Chuck, romped in the conference that our friend Jeff Jones coaches in. They looked really good.
Wait a minute. Middle Tennessee and ODU are in the same conference.
That's conference USA.
Yeah.
I mean, UTEP is in that conference.
I'm going to assume, Chuck, that you're going to go with UCLA on the top of
the
bottom line.
UCLA over the play-in game, yes.
Okay, and Kentucky or Wichita State. That's a cool game.
It is. In Kentucky.
Kentucky complained about their draw, and it is a very, very hard draw. But you get what you deserve. They're going to get Northern Kentucky in the first game, and those kids hate Kentucky because they weren't recruited by Kentucky. And then they're going to get Wichita State, who they threw out of the tournament 3 years ago when Wichita State was a number one. In the second round, they got Kentucky, which is totally unfair, and Kentucky beat them. All right, UNC Middle Tennessee.
UNC, by the way, you're sitting here going, oh, those Northern Kentucky kids. You admitted 2 days ago.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of the school, and now you already know, oh, their kids were all recruited by Kentucky.
What? No, they weren't. I've got to believe that anybody who goes to Northern Kentucky is local and from Kentucky, and if you are from Kentucky, you want to be recruited by the big blue machine, and they probably weren't, or else they wouldn't have gone to Northern Kentucky. That's my only point in this.
Fair enough.
But I'd never heard of the school. No.
By the way, didn't Calipari complain last year about a seat?
He complains every year.
He complains every year about everything.
It must be hard having all the best players every year.
UCLA Kentucky, which is the best, 16 match. What you got?
This is single hardest bracket game. By the way, I love this bracket. I feel like this is the best bracket.
It's the best bracket ever.
It is unbelievable. Every game feels like a good game. I'm going to lose so much money gambling. I've been struggling with this. I've changed my mind 100 times. I guess I'm going to go. I'm going with Kentucky because everybody's going with UCLA.
Okay.
By the way, five kids on the Norse roster from Kentucky.
Yeah, I looked so at and a few from Indiana, but not as many
I'm
as you.
Sure, Calipari was trying to recruit those kids.
No, Calipari didn't even look at them.
Tony's
That's
point
my
is
point.
They were dissed by Kentucky.
They hate Calipari because he wouldn't look at them. That's all.
I think they're probably more angry about, Western Kentucky. You know, these are the kids that are getting ignored by the Hilltoppers.
That's right.
Probably.
All right, UNC Kentucky.
I'm going with Kentucky, even though I think UNC, if they played this tournament a few times, they might win it once or twice.
Yeah, but the great thing you've done is set up Louisville, Kentucky, which is in the Final Four, which would be blood sport.
It would, and I feel like Kentucky, boy, they've gotten a little bit better every week the last 3 or 4 weeks.
As has Duke. It's the same. It's the same roster.
Yeah,
it's the same roster.
I think. Yep.
All right, let's go to the Villanova side. Any upsets at all in the first?
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, because you're taking out every single Big Ten team, which I love.
I am. I'm just going with that. With that mindset. East Tennessee. What is it? East Tennessee over the Gators.
Right.
More out of hope.
Okay.
And then Marquette over South Carolina. How's South Carolina 7th seed?
I don't know. I mean, because I don't think it's a very good conference, so I don't know. Don't know how that works. Don't.
Yeah, I just am assuming that just seems like they didn't know where else to put them.
I believe it's Marquette.
All right, Villanova, Virginia Tech.
I am Villanova.
UVA, East Tennessee State.
I guess UVA. By the way, I wanted to pick UNC Wilmington, and I just couldn't bring myself to pick both East Tennessee and UNC Wilmington. That's how. I think UVA will lose in these first two rounds. But
that is an interesting stylistic matchup.
Oh, wait, so then
Wilmington scores.
Are you picking East Tennessee State? Or are you picking UVA?
I am picking UVA just because I just don't have the guts to go. I've done way too many 12-13s already.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Battle of Texas, SMU Baylor.
SMU.
And Marquette Duke.
Duke.
Duke. So you say that Krzyzewski gets Wojciechowski in that one. Okay. Villanova, Virginia. They played earlier this year, didn't they?
Yes.
That was one of the best games. That
was a really good game. Really good game.
Back when Virginia was good.
Yeah.
A good team.
It was at UVA, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. I can't remember. I'll look.
So you like Villanova in this one?
I like Villanova. Yes, I do.
And SMU Duke.
SMU, I think they are going. I think they can win this game, but I won't pick them. I'll go with Duke.
Okay, Villanova Duke.
I'm tempted. Yeah, Villanova.
That game was at the Fargo Center in Philadelphia.
Oh, it was in Philly. Oh, okay. Yeah, and 61-59
was a great game to watch. Okay, and I just hope you're taking Northwestern out with Vanderbilt in this
one. Of course.
Yeah, it's so great.
Look, if you're going to have a total, irrational viewpoint on something. And my irrational viewpoint is just eliminate the Big Ten.
Go the distance.
So good. So good. Notre Dame, Princeton.
Notre Dame.
West Virginia, Bucknell.
Press Virginia. I'll take him. He always wins first round games.
He wins a couple. Huggins doesn't get to the Final Four, but wins a couple. Xavier, Maryland. You're going to take out Maryland.
Who do you think?
Absolutely. Fantastic.
I got to take out Maryland.
Battle of Florida. Florida State, Florida Gulf Coast.
Well, it's
I know where he's going here. Keep family in check.
The only reason.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Mrs. Todd went to Florida State.
Yeah.
She's petrified. She already knows. She goes, we're going to lose the Florida Gulf Coast.
Tell her if she needs some counseling on that one, Chuck. Yeah, I've been there.
Georgetown. You know how that works. All right, St. Mary's, VCU.
I have to live with her still. VCU, they're unfairly rated here. HN getting jobbed here. They should have had a single-digit seat.
Gonzaga, Vandy, you're going to go Gonzaga, I assume.
We're not there yet. We're Arizona.
Oh, yeah, well, you're taking North Dakota.
Let him pick North Dakota.
Wait, where are you?
I'm at the bottom of the bracket. You got VCU over St. Mary's, and I assumed that you were going to pick Arizona over North Dakota.
Yes, yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all. So top of the bracket.
Yeah, all right.
Gonzaga, yes. Vandy.
Gonzaga.
Okay. Notre Dame, West Virginia.
I am going Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. Xavier, Florida Gulf Coast.
I did not pick
took Florida State.
Oh, you took Florida State?
Yes. Mrs. Todd went to Florida State.
Oh, he would never.
Allowed.
Okay.
Even the fact that you made that typographical error will get Chuck and Ted in trouble.
Florida State Xavier.
Yes, Florida State.
They're the worst three in the whole thing. VCU, Arizona.
You're right. Arizona. But they have a dude named Bacon.
Who's every time you watch them on TV, he's got 4 points with 3 minutes to go. And everybody says it's a terrible game for him. But it's every game you watch. Every game. So, all right, Gonzaga, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Take them out. Take Gonzaga out. And Florida State, Arizona.
Arizona.
And Arizona, Notre Dame.
Arizona.
Yeah, easiest path to the Final Four. Okay.
It is.
All right, Villanova, Arizona.
I'm going Arizona. Ooh. I think that they're the I think the Pac-12 this year is a bit underrated.
And Louisville, Kentucky.
I'm going Kentucky.
So Kentucky, Arizona. Who's your champion?
I'm going west.
You going to Arizona?
Arizona. I'm going to Arizona.
That would be a tremendous hometown. That it's being played at Wilbon's house.
Yep.
Right, it's in Phoenix.
Glendale.
Yeah. Phoenix so Stadium, if Arizona were to get there, the amount of crowd support they would have would be insane.
I assume I'd just crash on Wilbon's couch.
He's got a 1,000 couch. Well, you got to get into the through the
compound.
Yeah, you got to get in through the gate at Wilbon's.
I know a little something about getting past armed guards.
Yeah.
Other than Duke, who always gets home games in the tournament, has anybody ever had a home like a home field advantage in a Final Four like that?
You've got to go back a long way, but David Thompson's team played the regional in Raleigh and played the final in Greensboro.
Did Duke never play in Charlotte for
probably
the Final Four?
But he said Duke though.
Yeah,
final.
Duke.
I mean. Other than Duke.
New Orleans. I'm trying to think of the places they put it. Yeah, I mean, Houston, New Orleans, Indianapolis.
No. Didn't when Binghamton made it to the Final Four, wasn't it in Albany that year?
Played in the Albany Coliseum.
It was actually in Syracuse, but before the Carrier Dome. Before they even had the Carrier Dome.
Is there any world-class city?
Greensboro.
By the way, just quickly, I heard Russert. Notice what he didn't do. He didn't dispute that he said Greensboro is not a world-class city because that's what Wilbon, blah, blah, blah. The point is he savaged Greensboro. I was simply taking notes as I am basically a stentor. I just write down what people say.
You're like the cheese boy for smarter people.
I'm a transcriber. Yeah. Trust me, Twitter will tell you. I'm a stenographer.
All right, it's only Tuesday. Do you have any sense of what your show is going to be on Sunday on Meet the Press? It's too early, right?
I have no idea yet. You know, right now I'm missing the snow. I'm in Austin, Texas.
Nice. Well, are you singing? Are you doing music live or something?
Of course.
Yeah, that's good.
We're going to Meet the Press theme in different ways. I got like six La Chisarees yesterday walking down the street.
It's fantastic.
In Austin.
It's fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic.
Nobody watches Meet the Press anymore, but everybody listens to this goddamn podcast.
It's so great to know. All right, enjoy yourself in Texas. Don't buy any boots. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Chuck Todd, boys and girls. It's the great joy of the show for me. It started out with Carville. That we have Carville, who is the greatest political consultant in the world, and we don't ask him anything other than betting the line on college football
games. What's the line in the Grambler Eastern Kentucky game?
He's a degenerate gambler, and now we have Chuck Todd, who does Meet the Press, and all we ask him for is this.
And is jealous of your audience.
That's all we ask him for is this. All right, we get out of here. You want me to do this read now?
I'll play the lockout when you do.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk to John O'Donnell about all the cards. We said, send us a box of this, and he actually did. He sent us a box.
Delivered it.
We're going to talk about this. All right, I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Okay, this is the Audible read. This came to me, and they expect me to read this. So I'm going to read it. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks and other audio products. Users can sign up as an Audible listener, which gives them book credits and access to short programs now playing in channels each month for a low monthly fee. Customers download their choices and can access them on their iPhone, Android device, Fire tablet, iPod, or other MP3 player. That's fine. That's good. So at the moment, we've done well, and we like Audible.
A plus.
We like that. Now it goes... Audible has achieved success in advertising with influencers and, it says, vloggers, not bloggers. Maybe that's a video blogger. By running host endorsements in the show, we encourage you, our podcasting and vlogging partners, to emphasize that this free book offer is available through a unique link exclusive to your show. We also ask that you include any positive personal experience you have had with this product. And I'm good with that, except that I haven't – I mean, people that know me know I never leave my home. And I like today, this morning, Michael and I were in here an hour early because of the snow. And every time I turned on my phone, it froze. And I would say, can you make my phone work? Can you make this work? So if I could get this off my phone, I couldn't do it because I don't know how to do it. So I can't personally endorse it yet as much
looks
as I would
you,
like
though.
To. Yeah. And then it says,
"You do like book on tapes, though."
I do like books on tapes.
Yes, you do.
So if the people here had just said, "Tell them it's books on tape," and that's really good.
Well, that's not all it is, though.
So Strategic placement of an audio ad during the program is critical to success.
Mr. Tony, letting you folks in behind the curtain.
It feels like you're reading the instructions.
Well, but that can't be the copy. This is
that
my
can't point. That's like saying, oh, the copy this here says copy. insert tab A into
this
the,
is the copy.
Slot B.
So what I want to get to is the most important thing. Because we all, look, everybody here is smart. As James Gandolfini said in the elevator in Zero Dark Thirty, we're all blank and smart, okay? And all you listeners are smart, too, and you like audiobooks. You like this whole deal. So I'm just going to get to the fact that listeners are entitled to a free audiobook with a 30-day trial from the sponsor, Audio.com. This is the payoff right here. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it with an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more. You'll find what you're looking for. Get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial today by signing up with www.audible.com/Tony. Just write in Tony. Go to www.audible.com/Tony. Boom.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Got the Donovan feel to it, doesn't it?
Scottish Bob Dylan.
This is the aptly named Matt Record. And he writes, first of all, love the podcast. I wanted to submit a song to be played on the show. I'm a solo artist out of Indianapolis. I have an EP coming out on an indie label, Captain Beardo Records, on April 7th. Would love to get some pub and some ears on this and direct fans to your podcast in exchange. I've attached the title track, Black Swan, as well as a bluegrass tune, Insomnia, in case that's more to your liking. So this is Michael, get on a microphone and tell people if you have music to submit to us, how do you do it?
You can send it to jingles at tonykornheiserhow.com.
And if they want to buy gear, especially, you know, now that the tournament is around.
Visit shop.tonykornheiserhow.com and check out that March-specific gear. Yeah.
All right, and we're going to get into Johnny O now and the Johnny O gear. But he's originally from Plymouth, Indiana.
Is that where the Pilgrims landed?
Somebody famous is from Plymouth, Indiana. I want to say James Dean is from Plymouth, Indiana. Somebody famous is from Plymouth, Indiana. And Matt has performed in Los Angeles, Chicago, London, places like that.
Has he played
like
Dayton, you know, the big markets?
I don't think Greensboro, North Carolina, I'm sure.
World-class city.
The puppet show.
Somebody's from Plymouth, Indiana.
Or maybe someone is.
Maybe it's Scott Skiles is from Plymouth, Indiana. That
it's either
make
Scott
sense.
Skiles or James Dean.
I thought it was James Dean. I mean, how does your name? John O'Donnell joins us now. And people who pay attention
Scott
to this.
Scott Skiles.
Okay. People nice who pay call. Attention to this
well,
podcast.
Short shorts.
Well done.
Know how much we love the Johnny O clothing line.
Yes.
Just absolutely love
it. Can't get enough.
And we're so happy that we are partners of a sort. And you can there's a promo code that you can use to get discounts on the Johnny O clothing line. And this came, it was Michael has told this story before that out of the blue, Michael knew the clothing line, right? And then we're playing at Shore Acres and we're playing with a guy who I guess is an original investor. It was John Joyce?
John Joyce with the original Johnny O golf bag, which stood out to me on the first tee of par 5. About the third shot for Tony, I mentioned, hey, I think he might be involved in this clothing line. And on
and
the
I
third
wasn't familiar.
Or fourth hole, I broached the subject of what's your involvement? Do you know Johnny O?
So there's a lot of questions here to start with, but you come from Chicago. Your dad was in the radio business. You got at least one brother who's an actor, and you were a good golfer. You went to UCLA and you played golf.
Yeah.
How do you get in the clothing
Well, let me
business?
First clarify that I like to refer to myself as the ML Carr of the UCLA basketball team.
Okay. Right.
I waved a lot of towels, cheered him on, but I was Larry Bird at the Sigma Nu house. So let's just make sure we know where we're coming from. The clothing business, totally random. I don't want to bore the listeners too much with the clothing thing, but I grew up in Chicago in a preppy neighborhood, blue blazers, penny loafers, khakis. So then I went out to UCLA for school and saw this whole Southern California culture and decided why isn't there some kind of apparel brand or some kind of brand that kind of fused the East Coast traditional Midwest conservative with the Southern California culture. And so I came up with the Johnny O concept, and clothing happened to be the vehicle. And we're 10 years into it. We're 44 employees into it, and we're off and running.
Now, I don't know how clothing is sold anymore. Maybe clothing is only sold online, and maybe people don't care about big stores anymore. But is your clothing available in stores like in the East?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. It's more popular on the East Coast, Southeast, and the Midwest than it is actually on the West Coast.
Really?
Yeah. Just and a part of that is because of growing up in the Midwest and knowing more people on the East Coast, it became a social movement of sorts. And there's more specialty shops on the East Coast and the Midwest. You know, the West Coast is just a different animal. So we sell online. Obviously, that's 30-35% of our business. And then we sell in golf shops and specialty shops and resorts and hotels and things like that.
You must get asked this question all the time because the logo is very distinctive. It's a guy standing next to a huge surfboard.
Yeah.
And when you see that in a golf shop, it totally catches your eye because it's the last thing on earth you expect. How did you come up with
you
that?
You know, I wanted a Southern California-inspired logo. As I guess Ralph Lauren.
That was his original name. Absolutely.
Yes. You know, had the polo, horse
from the Bronx.
But you know, it's not like the polo horse. Like, oh, we're a polo line, and you have to ride a horse to wear our brand. And so this is a logo that just speaks to the Southern California culture and the golf shops. It's a lifestyle brand, and it's no problem being in a golf shop.
That also has to probably help you back east.
It does.
Because it's way more impressive here than it is.
Yeah, everyone talks out west, about you know aspirational brands and things like that. And you know what? Southern California has an aspiration to it.
Yeah.
That people.
Tony's talked about this frequently.
When I was a kid, I wanted so badly to go because of Beach Boys music. Because I am that old and drove across the country when I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Just to do that, just to get there. I wanted to see Torrance, California. I wanted to see Venice Beach. I wanted to see and more so Southern California than Northern California. I wanted to see it. And
two different animals.
It is amazing to me, and I say this with I'm absolutely sure of this. There's in my lifetime, I've known 40 to 50 to 60 people who have gotten ready to move to Southern California. They have all said the same thing. I'll be back. You know, just maybe a year or two, I'll be back. Yeah, they never come back. Never.
Can you curse on this show?
We don't like you to.
Okay.
just make some more work for Nigel.
He wasn't planning to. He was just asking.
Will live in a blank hole.
Right.
But as long as they're in L.A., all's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. I'll pay $3,000 to live in a shoebox. But damn it, it's 78 and sunny every day.
Yep. And nobody ever comes back. And they say, well, you know, I'm going to come back because all the news starts in the East Coast and I'm going to be disconnected. And they never, and they don't care. They lose the ability to care about all of those things.
Yeah.
So, all right, so to get into clothing, what are the risks in clothing?
You know, clothing is, again, it's a vehicle. But we've I think, established a cool brand and people are getting into it. But I keep going back to the tweener button. I mean, let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Thank you.
Okay. The tweener button is you know, there's the Gutenberg press.
Yes.
The paperclip.
Yes.
The internet, thanks to Al Gore. And then,
and I would say one other thing. I would say, you know, alternate the windshield wiper.
Oh yeah,
that intermittent nice. Wiper. The intermittent really wiper.
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe air conditioning
and the tweener
and the Johnny O tweener button.
Yeah.
But first of all, I want to say it's great to be here. The clothing is just a byproduct of the life I grew up living, and I really have lived this conservative Midwest life, but now I'm thrown into Southern California, and it's the marriage of these two worlds, and you know, it's the old can't we all get along? And
everywhere cool. I go, it happens all the time. If I'm wearing one of your articles of clothing with that distinctive logo, someone walks up who you least expect in the world. They could be 65 years old. They could be 30 years old. And they say, "What, Johnny O? Yeah. I love that stuff."
Yeah.
Like you, the word of mouth on your clothing must be tremendous. Do they know who you are, though?
Hell no.
They don't, right. They don't know you.
No. And, you know, I'm Chris O'Donnell's brother. And, you know, someone asked me, like, well, we don't want to say Chris O'Donnell's brother. And I said, well, you know, you can liken me to like Frank Stallone. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm the Frank.
But he had one
Frank
hit.
Stallone of apparel. Okay.
I will. Can I just? I know we've gone on at length because about the tweener before.
Yeah.
But we were in here the first time that I got one, and
you put it on immediately.
Well, yeah, I put everything on immediately.
Put it on immediately.
I went in the bathroom at the undisclosed location and realized that there was the tweener button, and I came back. It's seriously like one of the highlights of my last 6 months.
Yeah.
Because it's such a, as Tony and I talked about when it happened, it is such a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
To
make that decision.
Go all the way down. You go down there, now all of a sudden you're in Lothario-ville.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you go down to that next button.
Yeah.
You're hanging out
there's
at the
nothing,
high school.
It gives you nothing, options,
grizzly bastard.
There's nothing like,
you.
Like as we say, activating your tweener.
Yeah.
You know?
Hashtag activate your tweener.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It gives you a tremendous amount of options, which is
I just love
really
it, man.
Cool.
I really do.
So what are you doing east in the east?
I'm,
business?
Coming out seeing you guys, yeah, and then I'm going up to New York and meeting with a couple of our sourcing guys there. And gosh, this storm watch is crazy. 3 inches of snow. I mean, all hell's breaking loose.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's really
never forget.
Good God.
So you're impressed with the way we handle it, are you?
Oh, God. So I mean, the hospitality here is amazing. We got bottled water. We got a generator.
Yesterday's coffee.
Yeah, yesterday's coffee.
Yeah. This is a bad
delicious.
Stick around till noon. This drops at 11 Eastern and 8 Pacific. If you stick around to noon, they'll have some food. So one of the things, it was great to find out that there was a John O'Donnell. And the reason I bring this up is because there are other clothing companies. Peter Millar, for example. There is no Peter Millar.
Well,
that's an invented name.
Yeah, you know where that name came from.
No.
And by the way, the owner or the founder of Peter Millar, side note, a gentleman by the name of Chris Knott, joined Johnny O 6 months ago.
Oh.
And the Peter Millar.
That's right. That's right.
Peter, I don't know if I'm giving away a secret, but the name Peter Millar actually came from his mother bought an old, I don't know if it was a lawn bowling ball or something from England, from an antique store or something, like a 100-year-old lawn bowling ball, and the name on it was Peter Millar, which in I guess over there was pronounced Peter Miller. And Chris named the company Peter Millar and built a great company. And they're still an unbelievable company.
I was stunned. Kaiser Soze type situation.
Yeah, I was stunned to find out there that was a made-up name.
Yeah.
I just, wow, that's really cool.
I don't know if there's really a Ronald McDonald. I mean.
there may not be.
There might be.
I'm good friends with Pete Miller's family, and they'd like that ball back if you're ready for that.
If you've seen it lately,
so
please.
We're not going to make you pick brackets, but you're UCLA.
All right, well,
you got to talk to us about Lonzo Ball. You got to talk to us about the resurgence of UCLA and the dad a little bit.
You know, I'm psyched for UCLA. I live, you know, I went there. I live, you know, 5 minutes from Pauly. Been to a few games. You know, but you know we're having trouble with this year's bracket when the biggest story of the tournament is Julia Louis-Dreyfus' son.
Oh, yeah,
plays
for
Northwestern.
Yeah.
I mean, if I see another bit on that, I'm going to, God forbid, Jerry Seinfeld's son, like, you know, plays in the NFL.
So, I don't think you ever have to worry.
Well,
Julian
Moore's kid.
He played, Julian Moore's kid is a D1. Julian
Moore kid
plays basketball.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
you think it's like, I mean, just so what?
Northwestern was just here for the Big Ten tournament, which was held down at Verizon Center. And when they put her on the big screen, because they were playing Maryland.
Maryland kids booed.
Booed nearly out of the joint.
Maryland kids booed
her out of the joint. I love her, but I'm saying they will not stop drilling this story.
You know?
And I'm pulling for Northwestern. I grew up in Winnetka, which is 10 minutes from Northwestern. And, you know, Chris Collins, Doug Collins, old Bulls guy. So I'm all in on Northwestern. I'd like to see him make a run.
But you think UCLA can win, don't you?
I think they can. I mean, you got the toughest bracket.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not going to get into my whole John Calipari, like, and, you know, complain about the bracket. But
it is the toughest bracket
by
far.
But it is the toughest bracket. I think Arizona, I got to tell you, I think Chuck Todd's got something going on this, because I watched Arizona and UCLA play three times this year. Arizona's tough.
I think they're very good, and I think that Sean Miller is probably the best D1 coach who has not yet ever been to a Final Four. So
this kid Trier, am I dreaming or is this kid tough?
He's good.
Good.
Arizona has good players. I mean, I think the Pac-12 has been underrated this year.
Yeah,
I think that Oregon is good. That it hurts them that they lost the shot blocker, but I think they're a lot better than
UCLA
the Big Ten.
Is. You know, the program's back. We just got to get our football program.
Is Alford totally safe there? Because there was some talk last year.
I think he's safe. I think the best thing Steve Alford did was, I don't know if you guys remember, about 2 years ago when they had a bad season, maybe it was last year, and he gave some bonus money back or something, and he wrote a letter to the alums saying, I don't deserve
Menchie.
This. We underperformed, and it was done in great taste. I'm a huge Alford fan, and
his kid can shoot. That's a really good team.
And I tell you what, I'm a huge fan of Bryce Alford too.
Yeah.
I think he's weathered. Yeah, we're talking about radio. I took my first job, you know, at a radio station that my father owned with some investors, and to be dad's kid
yeah.
is not an easy deal. And Bryce is tough, man. He's tough and big fan.
And we are totally convinced, though, that none of these ball kids will last more than 1 year. They'll all go to UCLA and they'll all leave in a year.
I don't know the two younger ones. I saw the kid, he lit it up for 92 points
or
something.
Yeah, but he was basket hanging.
You know what? It was cherry picking. But I don't know. It's a tough act to follow Lonzo.
Well, especially,
he's good. He really is good.
God forbid, but... Let's say UCLA loses to Kent State, flames out, Lonzo leaves. You know, who knows what happens in the wake of that. Then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sounds like certainly Alford would survive that.
Oh, yeah. I think he's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won. There's only three guys in this who have won it as players and are now coaching in it. Turgeon is one of them.
Ooh.
Turgeon won it as a player. Danny Manning won it as a player. And Alford won it as a player.
Yeah.
That's all there are.
What about what about Marquette?
He didn't win it.
They must not have won. He didn't win it.
Wojo? No, he didn't win it.
Wojo never won it.
Chris Collins didn't win it. They didn't win it.
Okay.
No, they went deep, but they didn't win it.
Huh.
That's right, that's a good little piece of trivia.
Let's get out of here now.
I have to use one at the bar when I go to see Gary on Thursday night.
Yeah,
give him my thoughts. Just give him my thoughts on the plays they should
run. We'll come back with Old Guy, and Pablo Torre will join us, and he will pick brackets for us. I am Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Blue Apron read. I'm thinking of going back to Blue Apron now. I'm thinking of, now that...
Coming home.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'd like to get twice a week, not necessarily three times a week, but I miss chopping up the shallots. I miss putting the Blue Apron together. I've enjoyed
Something cathartic about it. I've enjoyed
putting it together. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. The mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. It achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. They've established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, seafood is sourced sustainably. Try doing that. So who writes seafood is sourced sustainably? Under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more often. Cooking is good. Here's the deal. You can check out this week's menu. You can get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TonyK. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TonyK. BLUEAPRON. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
One, two, three.
All right, so this is Old Guy Radio for the day. And this is Land of a Thousand Dances. And this is the theme, of course, of that dreaded cliche, you're going to the big dance. And Nigel picks out this music. And this is Wilson Pickett doing it. And I said, well, what's Old Guy Radio for the day? In the area of critical commentary, he said, well, it's Wilson Pickett and Land of a Thousand Dances. And I said, well, what happened to Cannibal and the Headhunters? One of the great named bands of all time.
It is a great name.
Cannibal and the Headhunters originally did Land of a Thousand Dances.
They actually covered it. It was Chris Kenner wrote it with and recorded it with Fats Domino.
Is that right?
Yes. And then
Cannibal and the Headhunters covered it?
Yes.
Well, obviously, Wilson Pickett.
About 3 years later. And then Wilson Pickett was another 2 years later. Did you know that this was Wilson Pickett's biggest hit ever?
No.
This rose to number 6.
Mustang Sally's not his biggest hit ever?
This rose to number 6 in the Billboard Top 100. This was his biggest hit.
That's stupid. This is not close to Mustang Sally.
No, it's not.
Not close.
There you go.
All right. Joining us now to pick brackets is Pablo Torre. And Pablo is graciously, Pablo and Tony Reale. I'm going to be in New York on Monday, the 27th of March, because I'm being asked to introduce a friend of mine who's winning an award that evening. So I'm going up to New York, and we're going to do the podcast from the Digital Media Studios on 42nd Street, right near Grand Central. And Pablo and Reale have agreed to be on. So I'm very excited about that. I hope you're excited about this.
I'm extremely excited. I feel like when you're in New York, though, Tony, and this may be an apocryphal myth, or it may actually be true, you get, like, police escorts placed.
No,
you get,
no,
like, cops picking you up, being like, oh, where do you need to go, Mr. Kornheiser?
That happened to me once. I literally was on 8th Avenue outside of Penn Station, and there was something going on, and I couldn't get a cab, and a policeman stopped and let me into the police car and took me uptown. I was very excited
about
that.
I was with you very when you excited. Received a police escort once. I'm sure this happened all the time with Monday Night Football.
Yeah, well, that happens. There. That was, but this yeah. was this was a cop just stopped
That's awesome.
And said, "Tony, can do you need a ride anywhere?"
Awesome.
And that was I was happy with that. Pablo, what was this picture I saw of you yesterday? That you're one of the Brooklyn elite, like one of the Brooklyn 50ers. What was that? What was that?
I am one of Brooklyn Magazine's top 100, and this is the word that I have always hated but now embrace in the service of trying to get stuff like, I want a free PlayStation. I'm a
yeah.
influencer, Tony. I'm one of Brooklyn's top 100 influencers.
Fantastic. Well, who do you influence?
This is why I went to college.
Yeah. I think I'm really happy for you that you got that. I had one of these great moments the other day. I came into PTI, and Pablo was taping the Levitard show. And Pablo had on this crazy green T-shirt underneath a sport jacket. So I texted him while he was taping.
That's the best.
I said, what is that green thing
what
you're
are you
wearing?
Doing?
But he didn't answer me till after the taping. And what I wanted was him to answer me right during the taping and say to Levitard, Tony just texted me and I have to answer that. So next time, will you do that?
Of course. I love nothing more than breaking the show to satisfy your whims, Tony. You should know that about
me. Good. I appreciate that. All right, let's start with the top right on the bracket. That is the Kansas quadrant here. And give me any upsets you have, including nines and eights in the first round.
Right. So I feel like this part of the bracket is fairly chalky. I have, honestly, no double-digit seeds coming out of the Midwest for me.
Okay.
In that first round.
Take it down the side. You have Miami, you have Iowa State, you have Purdue?
No, I have Michigan State. I have Michigan State upsetting Miami.
Okay, so that's an upset.
That's
Don't go Bob Ryan on me. That is an upset. That's 9 over an 8.
As the seeds go.
Do you have Creighton or do you have Rhode Island?
I have Creighton.
Okay, you have Creighton. And do you have Michigan or Oklahoma State?
I have Michigan.
Okay. So take us down through the bracket. Now, Kansas, Michigan State, who do you have?
Kansas, Michigan State, I have Kansas.
Kansas, okay. Bottom of that, going into the Sweet 16. Iowa State and Purdue.
I have Iowa State.
Iowa State. So Kansas will get to play Iowa State a 23rd time as a result of your bracket. Creighton, Oregon?
I have Creighton.
Really? Mm. Oh, that is an upset. That's an upset.
Pablo loves the Big East.
And Michigan-Louisville.
I have Michigan.
You took out Louisville in the second round.
I did.
That is a big one. That's a big one. Okay, Creighton-Michigan.
Creighton-Michigan, I have Creighton.
You got to be the only guy outside of Omaha, Nebraska, who is going this way. Kansas-Iowa State.
Kansas-Iowa State is Kansas.
So now you have Kansas-Creighton. To get to the final four, who you got?
Kansas.
Oh, you couldn't pull the trigger on that one, could you?
I couldn't.
You should have done that. You would have been the only one.
I'm fishing around for. I want Warren Buffett to see my bracket and be like, "Oh man, that guy."
Yeah, because he's from Omaha.
He's an influencer.
He would love you. Well, he's not just
influence people. Exactly.
he's not a Brooklyn influencer.
Well,
though. He's a little higher than. Okay, the toughest bracket of them all, North Carolina bracket. What do you got in the first round?
I have Middle Tennessee State. That's the upset. I have, what else do I have? Wichita, of course, in a way that Las Vegas also does, because that was a ridiculous thing that they did, making them a 10 seed.
Right.
Those are the two upsets that I have.
So you have Butler going through and you have Arkansas going through.
I've seen Hall upsetting Arkansas.
See, so again, this is 2 out of 2.
The 8 and 9.
This is a Bob Ryan position that is not tenable.
I love this debate.
It's not a tenable position. You went to Harvard. Which is a larger number, 9 or 8?
I mean, that's a fair counterargument. I did not realize that Bob and I were so aligned on this, but Bob also subscribes to the theory of spending like 4 seconds on your bracket. So I do sympathize with that.
Okay. So now what about Cincinnati and the winner of K-State and Wake? You got Cincinnati?
I got Cincinnati.
Okay. So now take us into the Sweet 16 with UNC against Seton Hall.
Carolina.
Okay. And Butler against Middle Tennessee State.
Butler.
It's a big, big, big East guy.
He loves
right,
the Big East.
You're right.
I'm waiting until Pablo picks UCLA. Georgetown.
UCLA.
And at the bottom, Kentucky and Wichita State?
Wichita.
This is a Pablo. Pablo going wild here. The second time he's taken a 2-seed out in the second
round.
Good
for him. Take some chances.
Why he's an influencer.
That's right.
That
Tony, you don't get into Harvard doing, you know, that just was a great standard issue.
Yeah, right.
The chaos is only beginning. This is the calm side of the break.
Okay, UNC Butler.
I have Jesus, did I pick Butler? I did pick Butler. Yes, I did.
What?
Butler.
You picked Butler. Fantastic Big East going into the Sweet 16s. All right, UCLA, Wichita State.
UCLA.
Okay, and UCLA Butler.
UCLA.
I like UCLA too. I have to concede. Wilbon and I liked UCLA last week. We did. All right, and the Villanova bracket, another Big East team. Anything including nines over eights, Pablo, including in the first round?
I have New Mexico State over Baylor.
Okay.
And here's the big one, man.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no. That's in the next region. That's the only upset I have in the East.
So you have Wisconsin advancing. And you have Virginia advancing.
Please say you have Virginia
And you
Tech.
Have Florida advancing. And you have SMU advancing. And you have South Carolina over Marquette? Really?
I do have South Carolina over Marquette.
You're the only person so far who has done that in our brackets.
You got to zag when everyone's zigging.
Okay, so Villanova, Wisconsin.
Villanova, Wisconsin. I have Wisconsin.
Wow.
Wow, you are crushing this. You're in the Phil's mom's category. This is fantastic.
It's a big winner or a big loser?
Virginia, Florida.
Virginia, Florida, I have Florida.
SMU, New Mexico State.
SMU.
And South Carolina, Duke.
Duke.
Still, nobody has this bracket. Pablo has a bracket that nobody has. Wisconsin, Florida.
Wisconsin.
And SMU, Duke.
Duke.
And Wisconsin, Duke.
In a rematch.
Duke.
Okay, so you put a number two seed. You let one number two seed live. All right, in the bottom bracket, Gonzaga's bracket. Go ahead. And you're going to have a lot of upsets here, I'll bet. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, Tony. I have picked South Dakota State to upset Gonzaga.
Oh, my God.
And let me explain to you why. Because the sounds of – I feel like I can feel – everybody thinking, oh, this is a stunt. This is some sort of self-interested thing. And or he doesn't care about this bracket. But I will point out that for the last 4 years, I have maintained the same argument. And I believe in this with the fiber of my being. It is true that if you pick all four number one seeds to make the Final Four, Tony, that's roughly as equivalent, statistically speaking, as a 16 upsetting a one. That truth has led me to approach bracket picking with a invested sense of emotion in a 16 seed. I want to root for a 16 seed to do this, and I also feel like it's logical that a 16 seed is going to do that soon. And Gonzaga is the weakest one seed for reasons that I can get into.
They are. No, everybody knows that. Of course they are. Of course they're the weakest one seed.
No, but they're phenomenal, but I also think that, look, they're uniquely untested. I believe their strength of schedule adjusted is like 128th. Which is lower than all four 10 seeds and all four 11 seeds. And San Diego State has a good player, a big man, Mike Baum, and they have a pretty good offense. 62, I believe, in the country.
South Dakota State.
Which is better than 25 other teams. So
you're picking South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, to move on.
The Jackrabbits.
It's good. It's all right. All right, well, what about Northwestern
Vanderbilt? I'm trying to find a money line on that game. Gonzaga's a 22-point favorite.
I believe that might be the – is that the biggest line?
No. UNC's bigger.
UNC, yeah.
Northwestern Vanderbilt.
I have Northwestern.
Just for Wilbon, it's just sad. At failing Northwestern, sad. Notre Dame, Princeton.
I have Princeton.
Princeton, because once an Ivy Leaguer, always an Ivy Leaguer. We were so close because we have a Penn household. Penn was leading that game against Princeton the whole way. Princeton never led at all until the overtime. It just made me crazy. West Virginia, Bucknell.
West Virginia.
Maryland, Xavier.
I have Maryland.
Florida State, Florida Gulf Coast.
FSU.
Florida State. And St. Mary's, VCU.
VCU.
That's a 10 over 7. Okay, this is a blowed up bracket. South Dakota State, Northwestern.
I begrudgingly picked Northwestern.
Wilbon is going to be so happy. He'll never come home. He will never come home. Princeton, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
There's a disparity there in SATs. There's a disparity.
Huggy Bear against Princeton
although, I will tell you something. Bob Huggins, this is not well known. He was magna cum laude at West Virginia. He was. That's pretty cool. Maryland, Florida State.
Florida State.
Oof, nobody gets them that far. And VCU, Arizona.
Arizona.
Okay. So we come out of the Sweet 16s. Northwestern, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
And Florida State, Arizona?
I have Arizona.
And then to get to the Final Four, West Virginia, Arizona?
Arizona.
So you end up with two twos, a one, and a three, which is pretty good balance. Yeah. It ultimately becomes sort of chalky.
Chaos, I give you some amount of chalk.
All right. Arizona, Duke?
Duke.
And Kansas, UCLA?
UCLA.
And the winner for you, Pablo?
UCLA.
UCLA.
Johnny O.
Johnny O. Very happy. Johnny O. Send your big box of stuff, yeah. Pablo.
Just got a nice shirt.
Yeah.
A tweener for Pablo.
Yes. Absolutely. That's a good job, UCLA. That's a very good job.
Hey, I want to see the most. I want the chum to be in the water as much as possible. And Duke, UCLA, Grayson Allen, and the Ball family, man. That's look, Lonzo, the Ball family. Tony, do you hate them already?
I don't hate the family. The dad's tough. The dad's tough, but the kids are, well, the younger kid. I love this kid, Lonzo. Don't you? I love this kid. I think he's a terrific player.
But I also feel like I'm somebody who's already thinking about the NBA years into the future in the post-LeBron world, and I'm thinking to myself, this kid and his weird family, they're going to make our jobs easier.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking about them all the time.
They're going to be a daily carnival if they're all in. They are. That's true. That's definitely true.
So I'm ultimately, again, rooting for self-interest.
Can I just ask one other thing about being one of the 100 influencers in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Was there any hardware that came with that? Was there something that came with that?
Shop credit.
Yeah, shop credit, glassware, something.
I'm looking
to
see
maybe
who
you finished
else
fifth
was
in flight, you know, and you got, you know, is there anything?
You know how you get varsity letter jackets if you make, you know, a varsity team in a sport? They give you a embroidered cardigan that you get to wear around. It's a nice shawl collar. It's thickly knit. Great.
That's what you get for being.
That's not true.
That's the hipster.
I'm looking
look
to see who.
Maybe
else
they
is
give you a
here
bicycle so you can become a bicycle messenger because all the hipsters in Brooklyn are
books
bicycle
books and
messenger
media. Pablo Torre, there he is.
Fantastic.
He's right next to Gabe Fowler, the owner of Desert Island. It's a bakery and comic, but he organizes a comic arts festival.
I'll never let Pablo up on this.
And then two guys who write for the New Yorker.
Yeah.
Yep. Two New
Remick
Yorkers.
Remick's
it is not
Brooklyn.
Right. It's young hip people.
Duke Snyder or Gil Hodges from Brooklyn?
Not mentioned.
All right. Thank you, Pablo.
Thank you, guys.
Pablo Torre, boys and girls, who's brilliant. He's brilliant. Love to have him on. He's going to be on. He and Reali in a couple of Mondays are the podcast. We will take a break. We will come back with a jingle, and we're out of here and some email.
That's right.
All right. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Thanks to our new sponsor, Upside.com. It's the better way to buy travel. You can save a ton of money and get an Amazon gift card worth hundreds of dollars free. Save big on travel. Get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
She said, when I drove your car, I didn't get too far before it hit the fan. 'Cause some dude gave me the bird, and man, I was disturbed. So why was he being so rude? What's with his attitude? I was driving just fine. It was just so damn absurd. I said I've been a jerk. You know I just TK sticker. That's why you got the
great Kirsten Ohnstadt.
Beautiful.
Playing her own song, accompanying herself on the ukulele.
Always great.
Fantastic. Before we get into the mailbag, I want to say thanks to Chuck Todd, to Pablo Torre, to John O'Donnell for coming on. I'd also like to thank our sponsors today, Upside.com, Blue Apron, Audible Books, and SeatGeek. Please support them the way they support our podcast. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of The Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And if you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave a review. And Michael?
Make sure you sign up for the Tony Kornheiser Show ESPN Tournament Challenge. We are putting all of the bigs brackets up there so you can follow along and play against, and we will have prizes.
We have lots of prizes.
TBD.
Including, as we mentioned yesterday, a statue of Vlad Putin without a shirt riding on a bear.
That's great. From Jim Flynn in Colebrook, Connecticut. Tony, I have a few old tapes of Listen Up episodes. If I send them to Legacy Box, will they destroy them for me?
Just incinerate them.
Very funny. This comes from Matt Keller. Just wanted to drop a note regarding last Thursday's show. For some reason, I got busy, and I ended up saving that day's episode to listen to tonight. In it, Luke Russert shouts out the Massachusetts plate 1005TF that he saw on Venice Beach for having a TK sticker. I can report that is my
amazing
car. I'm originally from Boston. I drove the car out in June of 2016. My parents were visiting last weekend, so we went to Venice. Small world, the TK community continues to amaze
me.
I mean, that's
that
amazing.
That can't be true.
Yeah, that has to be true.
The connective tissue cannot be true like that. Dan Herr, or Hare, in Sunnyside, New York. Sunnyside is right by the 59th Street Bridge. Can you ask Chris Saliza how the Big East is down this year when 70% of its teams made the tournament? You could argue that 100% made it if you ignore all ghost programs. I look forward to my Friars PC class of 07 continuing our six-game winning streak over Georgetown next year. Chris?
I don't care about the Big East. I care about Georgetown. So if Georgetown is bad, I say the Big East is down. That's perfect logic. Beat that, math nerds.
From Riley Sullivan. Saliza said during the pop-up podcast that Logan Perantes was literally the fifth best player on UVA's roster last year.
He was not even
and
on
that
UVA.
Quote, he's not a high-end ACC star. His name is London Perantes.
Whatever.
His name is London Perantes, and he shot 48.8 from behind the arc
last year,
which led the ACC. In other news, James Thompson III is not a high-end Big East coach. He hits Saliza. This is so fantastic.
In my defense, I had a lot to drink.
Yeah, I was going to point that out but I just didn't want to embarrass you.
I didn't realize we weren't drinking, and then by the time I had hit
from John Tagliarini in Des Moines, CBS can call the Masters a tradition unlike any other, but the real tradition this time of year is your yearly argument with Bob Ryan that for the purpose of brackets, a 9-8 is an upset. I look forward to hearing it all over again prior to the 2018 NCAA tournament.
Yes.
From Michael Higgins, this weekend I traded my Audi for a Buick Verano to be financially responsible. As the youngest Buick driver in the world at 29, all I could hear in my head when I left the lot was, I have a Verano.
I have a Verano.
From Matt Rousset in East Brunswick, New Jersey, I was filling out... Huh? Are we pinning him? I was filling out my bracket, but I can't quite seem to figure out what seed Ave Maria is. Do you know where they are placed? I'll hang up and listen. Ave Maria, another school that Binghamton beat. We beat three D5 schools. Ave Maria is an NAIA school, and we beat them. And that's all we beat. I mean, we were 3-13 in league, and then we were out of the tournament in the first round of the tournament, 3-14.
It's tough.
It's hard to be a Bearcat fan.
Well, it's an academic school.
Unless you're
school.
Cincinnati.
It's an academic school.
Well, that's what we tell ourselves. We don't know how true that is. Josh Cromwell, Moselle, Mississippi. There are only three certainties in life, death, taxes, and Bob Ryan railing against considering a 9-8, an upset. Pablo was pulling that today, too.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this?
It's just...
Both of them went to school in the greater Boston area, by the way. So maybe they don't teach mathematics all that well in the greater Boston area. From Meredith Buzzy, I would like to submit my team for nomination to be the official women's lacrosse team of the Tony Kornheiser Show. I'm the head coach of the Kenyon College Ladies, and I pace the sidelines with my Diet Coke, proudly displaying my TK koozie. Well, that sounds like
a
winner.
That's good.
That sounds. Although Sam Angel is the leader in the clubhouse. I have control over the ordering and distribution of the equipment, so in the immortal words of Steve Young, I'll send you a box of that if Michael gets me all of your sizes. She wins. K Kenyon is a proud rival of Nigel's Denison, with notable alums like President Rutherford B. Hayes, Paul Newman, Allison Janney, and numerous award-winning writers like P.F. Kluge and Laura Hillenbrand. Laura Hillenbrand is brilliant. We would be elated to have your support. I coach in Washington throughout the summer. I will make time to get to Chad's to send the owner a drink. Thank you for endless hours of entertainment and unique insights. She wins.
Cool. Recruit my
she
kid.
She wins. Official women's lacrosse team of this show is Kenyon College. Boom.
Purple Lords.
If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, do wear white.
Don't do it, Tony.
I've been left numb, knowing deep down that she's the only woman I've ever loved. Only person I've ever hugged and truly met. And her judge's answer was cancer in the ruling of her sentence. Presence would replenish my faith in God, but it's a little odd that there's never any evidence of his facade. We just not pretend we have faith, while the churches embrace stealing our money while they stare us in the face. Please, from your knees, spreading the disease from Johnny's swollen apple seeds. Throughout the history, the Adams and the Eves were a mystery of bigotry, liars, and thieves. Now I'm here to tell a story about how this really happened. Mute the TV for a second, see the rapture through these captions. Words are just words without the stress of any meaning. Same small glimmers of hope that build us up to disbelieving. From the day that we could walk until we finally learned to talk, we're being lied to until they outline us in chalk. The outlines of our thoughts and the outlines of our heart come the outline of our art and our price to just be bought. Up in hearses and urges that there's a purpose we somehow have to purchase. Grab your wallets, men and ladies, don't forget your purses. Open them in your ears while I reach you through these verses. These verses and service are the only thing on the surface that allows this false hope, bad fuel to this furnace. Be careful, don't burn us, we're not old enough to learn this. Sift through the lies, stories, fables, and bullshit. And bullshit. And bullshit.
To leave in something of the world.
distractions, too many incorrect beliefs, too many commercials, frauds and thieves. There's too many ways to die, too many ways to be. Gotta get that money, man. You gotta work, it ain't free. Doesn't mean anything. Black swan knocks it down. We're all the same. We're living underground. The only thing I know for sure is I don't know for sure. Black swan riding in, kicking down your door. Black swan gonna bring us a change. You're not ready for that home on the lake. But many years ago, by the fire, it was foretold. Black swan gonna wipe us away. Race for impact. It's gonna block out your sun. Watch for waves now. Gonna scratch for crumbs. Might as well dance now. Might as well have fun. Grab a couple drinks.